Welcome to the Good Mom Podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Jenna. We're here to talk about all the shit that goes on in your head with parenthood that you're too afraid to talk about because it makes you feel like a bad parent.
We all feel this way and we all have those thoughts. You're not a bad parent. We are all in this together on this crazy-ass parenthood ride, so buckle up, bitches. All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Good Mom. This is episode 14. We're getting into something that I'm actually super passionate about, and I think, Jenna, you are too.
What, boobs?
Boobs. Yes, we're passionate about titties here at The Good Mom. That's all that we marry.
Wow.
Am I okay?
No.
All we marry is tits. We don't even like men around here. So we are actually going to dive into breastfeeding, which is like kind of taboo in the mom world because everybody hears that pleasant phrase, breast is best.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. Fuck that noise. Fuck breast is best. Fuck it all. So
we talked about it a little last week with Emily.
Yeah. So at kind of like towards the end of her episode, we were talking to her about breastfeeding and kind of like the viewpoints. And it was like, oh, hey, that's something that we should totally talk about because Jen and I both struggled with the same stuff. And like it was surrounding that breast is best shit. Everything that like, I feel like I'm just honestly trying to find something to blame it on, but definitely I will blame it on breast is best.
Well, I mean, that's where it starts from. The biggest pressure that we both felt was, you know, right after giving birth and in the hospital and the doctors and the nurses and the pediatricians that want to sit there and tell you breastfeeding is best for your baby. Breastfeeding is best for your baby. But we both, like you said, struggled both for different reasons. And no matter what we could find on the internet to try to fix our issues, shit wasn't working. Yeah. So what do? We cry.
I wish we could drink. Yeah, I think that the hardest part for me was I was like super determined to breastfeed. Okay, one, it's free. Okay, so we talked about that last time. I knew formula was fucking expensive. We didn't have like a lot of income at the time. So I was like, yo, I'm like super determined because it's free. But also all of like the benefits and everything that was like surrounding breast milk, which is there 110%. Do not get me wrong. Breast milk is great for your baby. I was like super determined to do that. But to my own demise.
Yeah.
Like it literally killed me, like because of how badly I wanted to do it, because of everything that was like in my mind, like what society tells you about it. I was like, oh, I can do this no matter what. There's always some way I can do it. Like I can always like find outside support. I can always do this. I can always do that. That was fucking joke. I like literally set myself up for failure with my first pregnancy.
Well, because society tells you that you're only a good mom if you're able to breastfeed.
Right. Right. That whole like breast is best. And like you had said with like the hospital is like where it starts. So you're immediately asked, are you breastfeeding? And you're like, yeah. And so they're like, okay. And you have like breastfeeding. What are they called?
Lactation consultant.
Lactation. I was like
nipple doctor. Where's the nipple doctor?
Let me page the nipple help. So like the lactation consultants come in and they're like sandwiching your titties into your baby's mouth, like trying to get things to like work right. For me, it was different because my baby was in the NICU and had like NG tubes and all kinds of wires and everything hooked up, and she wasn't like latching right. So like my breast milk supply was already tanking because of that stuff, like the stress. And so I was like, oh, like my body is failing. Not that like, oh, this is normal, because that's like what they made it feel like. They're like literally every time I would go to the NICU, they'd be like, is this all the milk you have? Like whenever I would bring like expressed milk for her, because they would put it through her NG tube. They would literally be like, is this it? She's going to run out if we don't have more. She's like, we need more. Like every time I went to give the milk, it was never enough. And it fucked with me so bad.
Well, because you're already feeling that looking at what you have produced, but then
right.
an outside source who doesn't even know you at all is like, okay, where's the rest? And you're like, fuck you. This is it.
Yeah. And there's like the added stress with the NICU babies, because they tell you all this stuff with like the NICU babies and like why they need to have the mom's milk, and they need this and they need that from mom's milk. And so it was really hard to like, granted, I did exclusively pump and like try to breastfeed the whole time she was in the NICU. Like I never stopped, but that definitely made like that guilt part like even worse. Like every time I'd go in, like I didn't have enough. Like,
did they ever have to give her something else while she was in the NICU, or did she only have breast milk the entire time?
No, she only had breast milk the entire time. I think that they gave her formula once, whenever my milk was coming in, like whenever my milk was like hadn't come in yet.
Yeah.
And so I was like still producing, what's it called? Not cholesterol. My nipples were excreting cholesterol.
What is that?
What's
word?
That called?
Colostrum.
Calamine lotion?
No. Colostrum.
Yeah, colostrum. So I was still just like giving colostrum, and so while I was still pumping that, they did give her some formula. I do remember that. But they were still using the colostrum. Like I would pump that and I would give it to them, and they would like get it into like this little like tiny little tube and like put it into her, and they would like rub it on like her little gum so she would like still get it the nutrition from it.
But yeah, because that is like, as much as breast milk is better quote unquote than formula, like with the nutrients and things like that, which I get, the everything that I've ever been told and read is that the colostrum is actually the most important part of the breast milk.
Right.
Then breast milk, then formula, if you want to get into society's order of things. But
yeah,
around here, we believe that a fed baby's the best.
It's too fucking late to do this shit.
I don't know. We've talked about too many things before this.
We don't even know how to do this anymore.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
Later.
Oh man.
Yeah, it was. I definitely feel now that is best. But if somebody would have told me that back then, I would probably punch them straight in their fucking mouth, because I had such like an internal like struggle and like battle with myself that it would have made me mad. For them to say, well, you know, fed is best, I would have been fucking pissed. I was already upset to come off of breast milk and, like, all that stuff. So if they would have, like, tried to make me feel better, I probably would have been genuinely angry.
Well, because at that point, you've already been told one thing for so long. Breast is best. Breast is best. Oh, actually, right. A fed baby's best. It's like, well, fuck you. Make up my mind.
And what's sad is that it's almost like a fucking addiction. Because I did a lot of things that were not good for my health to try to keep up my breast supply. My breast supply. Breast milk supply. My boob supply is fine. They chonky. they could. Fuck. But like, what did, oh gosh, all the crazy shit that you do. So you know there's like lactation cookies and like all that stuff that you hear about.
Yep.
It doesn't work. At least not for me.
Yeah, I won't say that it doesn't work, but
it doesn't work for me. So it's like, I know a lot of the stuff though in those are like oats and stuff like that. And like, that's all stuff that you're told to do is like eat a lot of oats, drink a lot of water. I'm a new mom. Okay, I don't have time to drink fucking water. I did have time to eat oats. I tried to eat oats all the time and I tried to like drink more water. I think Jenna was trying to get drunk off Guinness.
Shut up. We'll get there. Okay.
But what else? Oh, I overdosed on fenugreek, which is like,
I didn't know that was possible. I did the fenugreek thing too, and until you told me that an hour ago.
Yeah. So fenugreek, you guys, is like a little herb that they say like helps like boost your milk supply, and I read online that you should take. Like, I literally, like, looked it up, like, how often you should take it. I don't remember the exact amount, but it was something crazy. Like, I was taking, like, 4 pills, like, every, like, couple of hours or something like that. Like, it was insane how much I was taking. And it was, like, it said that you'll know that it's working when your body, like, your sweat and your pee smells like maple syrup. And it wasn't. So I just kept taking more and more until it literally was like making me throw up. So I was like vomiting and like shitting my brains out from this fenugreek. And like, and it didn't even work. That's the worst part. Like, it didn't even work. My breast milk supply, like, was still, like, dipping.
It's been a while, but I'm pretty sure that I only took 2 capsules a day.
Well, I think that's, like, what the bottle says. But that's, like, not what the people who are, like, trying to tell you what to do say.
Well, I wouldn't listen to them anymore. Don't do that with this pregnancy.
I get it. But like, but that's like the crazy shit that you do. Like, you're like losing your mind trying to keep up. And so you're Googling shit and like literally trying everything.
Yeah, I'm sitting here reading a list actually. And one of the things on it is get more rest. Again, don't you think I would if I was able to?
Fuck you. I have to wake up every 2 hours to put my nipple in a baby's mouth.
It says a good night's sleep or a great nap can do wonders for your milk supply. It could also do wonders for my mental health. But here we were.
Yeah, that's that makes me want to scream.
Me too.
I was also an exclusive pumper. Because every time my daughter would try to latch. She latched a couple of times just fine. But she only latched onto like one boob. She didn't latch on the other one. So like.
Any of the other ones?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
12. So
Are you a cow? Do you have udders?
I want a fucking divorce. I hate you. If I had udders and my nipples were around my belly, it would be so much easier to breastfeed because then I could just like set the baby in my lap and just like let it latch onto my tummy. I wouldn't have to like hold her up towards right now. You want to be a fucking cow, bitch? Moo.
Listen, my mom used to moo at me, so every time Cassie would cry, she'd start mooing at me.
But literally, I think breastfeeding is hard because of like the special things that come with breastfeeding. But I think the exhaustion that comes from exclusive pumping is fucking intense.
Well, I remember you've talked about it before. And I mean, I pumped because I worked at home. So
right.
I wasn't always feeding her. So I know some of that. But I know that you talked about it before where, you know, you get your stuff together, pump, wash it all, sleep for half an hour,
right.
Start again.
So you know what it was like to, like, get your pump set up and everything and then, like, what you were done, like, whatever the stuff. So every 2 hours doing that every time because you couldn't just put your nipple in the baby's mouth. Like, you wake up for a night feed. You don't just get to do a night feed. You have to wake up, do the night feed with a bottle and pump.
Right. It's well, like, but even before Lilia was home with you, like, she wasn't even there and you were having to do it.
I still had to do it, yeah.
So that's what's hard, too. Like, luckily, Cassidy didn't have to stay in the hospital, and so therefore, she was home with me when she'd wake up. I could just put my boob in her mouth and move on. But for me, eventually it wasn't enough, apparently, and that's where a lot of my guilt came from is when we went to her 10-day appointment, her pediatrician told me that she wasn't gaining enough weight. And I remember sitting in that office bawling my eyes out because this doctor just told me that I wasn't feeding her enough. Yeah. Right. I wasn't able to feed her enough, and so therefore I needed to start supplementing with formula. And I just cried because all I've heard is breast is best, and I wanted to breastfeed, and I wanted to be able to do that for her. And now somebody's telling me that I can't. And then come to find out a few months later, she had seen one of the PAs in the pediatric office.
Yeah.
And I had told her that story about her being 10 days old and all that. Because once I had to start supplementing, I did still give her breast milk. She would just usually, I would sometimes try to latch her, other times just mix a bottle with formula and breast milk together.
Mm-hmm.
But the PA had told me that what that doctor, like, she looked back at her charts from those early days of her life and her weight and stuff like that. She's like, she was wrong. you were feeding her enough. She was gaining enough weight because babies are born. They do lose weight.
Yeah, right.
They and then they gain it back. And so I wasn't upset when I heard that. At that point, I was just pissed.
Right, yeah. I'd be fucking reaming that doctor.
Because now you're telling me that I didn't have to go through all the mental anguish that I went through and feeling incompetent.
And your breast supply probably would have been fine because you stopped pumping as much because you were trying to give more. You know what I mean? Like with formula. So your breast supply probably would have been just fine.
Right, but it definitely depleted once I started supplementing because she was full. She was more full, so she didn't need me as much. So I was trying to pump, but
your body that's was not like, as girl, you don't need that.
Right.
Girl, get that bag.
Exactly.
You don't need that. Yeah, that's absolutely fucking insane. Yeah, the doctors are definitely I've had a few doctors out there that are fine. And like, you know, they're like, yeah, you know, you do what's best for you, like a happy mom, like a healthy mom is like what baby needs most.
Yep.
Breast milk is definitely ideal. Like, don't get us wrong, like talking about this stuff, like we are breast advocate, but also mental health advocates. So it's like, if it's affecting you to the point where you're like on the verge of fucking tears and you're breaking down because you don't feel like you're enough, reevaluate. But the doctors don't help with it whenever like stories like that. And then like with me and mine, like our doctor had her, and this is like a big no-no, our doctor had her putting, not just with formula, not just supplementing with formula, but also was putting, what is it? Fuck. The rice cereal in her formula to like thicken it. And not only just to like keep her full longer, but it was to help with, her acid reflux. Mm. So she was already full from that stuff. I was trying to pump to like keep up like my supply. But being so tired, my alarm would go off after those 2 hours, but my daughter would still be sleeping. She didn't wake up because she was full. So I didn't wake up, you know, like it was like a vicious cycle. Yeah. And whenever you walk into a new doctor's office, when we started looking for a new doctor, we found out all that stuff was bad. And they ask you, are you breastfeeding? And you have to be like, well, no. Like the looks that you get and like the feelings. I remember explaining to my new doctor, like trying to like explain myself, like I had done something wrong. She was like, are you breastfeeding? And I was like, well, no, I wasn't, you know, producing enough. So we supplemented formula and now she's like on full formula.
But this is why. And you find yourself making that excuse for yourself.
Right. Like I've done something wrong and I'm trying to justify it. And like, she just was like looking at me. Like she was never like, oh yeah, like, no, it's fine. Like I get it. Like she never responded to me. And so like, it kind of always made me feel like I had done something wrong. Like it just, I still like look back on it and I can like see my doctor's face as I was like explaining it to her. And that shouldn't be a thing.
It's defeating.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have to feel, like, from the get-go, you shouldn't have to feel like you explain yourself. If they say, are you breastfeeding? And you say no, the end. Next question.
Right.
But it's not that easy in the moment because what you hear and what you've been told for so long and from society, from doctors, from Joe Schmo down the street, it's that you need to breastfeed your baby. Yeah. And if you're not, tell me why.
And the feeding actually ended up hurting my daughter. So the first doctor that we had, our daughter started getting sick. She was having a lot of diarrhea and she was very, very small. She should not have been having the amount of, like we never changed a diaper that didn't have diarrhea in it. She constantly had diarrhea.
This was after being home?
Yes, after she'd come home. So like after the doctor had put her on rice and stuff. And so we were trying to figure it out and we would tell the doctor, and sometimes the doctor wouldn't even fucking be there. It would be somebody else. And they'd be like, well, I texted her and she said to try this new formula, to try this new formula, to try this new formula. And they were jumping her formula, like stopping the formula, starting a formula, stopping a formula, starting a formula. And so after so long, like nothing was getting better, we were like, we've got to go somewhere else. This doctor is fucking shit. This doctor's garbage. We had tried everything, like soy sensitive. We tried that really crazy expensive one that's like crazy hypoallergenic and it smells like shit. I think it's called Nutrigemin or Nutribin or Jar Jar Binks. And then we went to the doctor, and the doctor, our new doctor, she was like, okay, she was like, you know, we've checked her blood. She's not sick. Like, there's nothing wrong with her. It has to be something diet related. They were like, you know, let's do a 48-hour Pedialyte cleanse. And so for 48 hours, I had to give her Pedialyte, like, for a certain amount of time every so often. Like, and so, like, I stayed awake, like, around the clock for, like, 48 hours doing this. I remember because I stayed awake, like, watching TV on the couch all night, holding her, constantly giving her Pedialyte. It was fucking crazy. And literally about that 48 hours, that was it. She didn't have diarrhea again. And we went back to the very first formula we ever tried without the rice in it, without anything in it, just plain formula. She was perfectly fine ever since.
Magic. It was the rice cereal because they're not supposed to have that shit.
Not only that, not just the rice cereal, but the constant switching. If, like, you feel like your doctor is doing something wrong in terms of your breastfeeding, get a fucking second opinion. Do not feel afraid to be like, hey, you know, I respect you and all, but I'm going to check this out somewhere else. And I'm not just saying, like, a Google search. I'm talking, like, go see another fucking doctor.
Or a third or a fourth or a fifth if you need it because...
Right.
Yeah.
Trust your instincts, because I didn't. I was like, oh, well, she's a doctor. She does what she's doing. So we just kept listening to her.
And you're a first-time mom.
Right. It just kept making her worse. I remember, like bawling my eyes out trying to wipe her butt and, like, change her diaper because of how intense her diaper rash was from constantly having diarrhea and her, like, screaming in pain. And, like, I mean, it was super, super, super rough.
Yeah,
and
I can't imagine. It all could have been avoided
if the doctor would have just fucking taken the time to think.
Remember when you first told me about the rice cereal, and one of the things her telling you is that it will help her sleep longer. And it's mm-hmm. like, that's not the goal here. The goal is to make sure she's fed and healthy, not that she's sleeping longer.
Right.
Is that nice? Sure. But I'll take, you know, a few months of her waking up every 2 hours so that she's fed and
healthy,
nutritious.
Right. I want her to be a happy, healthy baby. Yeah, that was hard. We were in the emergency room a lot because of the fear of, like, dehydration and, like this. There were nights that, like, she just, like, couldn't even settle. And so we were in the emergency room quite a bit with her because it was scary. Because as a first-time mom, whenever something like that happens, you don't know what the fuck to do. You don't know how to help. And then you go to the hospital. Like, we would go to the emergency room and they'd just be like, oh, it's just diarrhea. It'll probably pass. And then it doesn't. But in the emergency room, they don't know, like, the history, you know, like, they're not able to diagnose anything unless it's something that would be present. So, I mean, it's just, it was awful. If your doctor's telling you something and you're like, I feel like this is kind of off, don't fucking listen to them.
Just go get another opinion.
Yeah.
So when did you stop breastfeeding? Like, officially, we're done. Well, actually, first, when did you start supplementing? How old was she?
She was probably about 2 months old when I started supplementing.
Okay. And then when did you, like, officially stop breastfeeding?
Like, 3.5, maybe 4 months.
And that was, like, remember, you didn't pump or anything anymore?
Yeah, because I remember how bad it was to fucking dry up. So I remember it wasn't very long after she had come home that the doctor, like, we were having issues with acid reflux, and the doctor put her on, like, the rice and all that stuff. And then we started having issues. And we had issues with the diarrhea and the switching of the formulas for, like 2 months. Like, it was crazy how long it went on, and we just kept trusting the doctor. So I had been supplementing for a while, but it was... I feel like a lot of it was I feel like a lot of it was my fault. Like, I still think about it a lot, about, like, why my breast milk depleted and all that stuff. I wasn't waking up every 2 hours, especially once I started formula feeding. And I wasn't pumping every 2 hours. So my breast milk was going away because I wasn't using it, right? She was sleeping longer, like I had said. And, like, I was super stressed out all the time. So I feel like a lot of it was still, quote unquote, my fault. But also,
okay, that's not why I asked you that question. I didn't ask you that question to make you feel guilty.
Yeah, no. But I didn't let me finish. But when I think back on it, I also wish I would have switched to full formula sooner. The second that it started destroying me mentally, I should have stopped and switched over to formula and just stopped trying to breastfeed completely.
Yeah. Well, because there was a lot going on.
Guilt, well, yeah, the guilt from it would have been short-lived in comparison to the long-term effects that the depression that set in had. You know?
Yeah.
So I think about that a lot. I'll probably always think about it.
Well, especially with having another one.
I know. I'm interested to see, because like I talk a lot of game, right? But I'll be interested to see how I actually feel this time around with this baby. Will I be willing, like when it comes up and I'm at my breaking point, will I stop? I'll be interested to see what decision I actually end up making.
Depends on who you tell, Brooke. If you keep it to yourself, then nobody knows and nobody can support you.
I don't keep anything to myself, though. Wes always knows, like, everything.
Not talking about Wes.
Oh.
Talking about
who
your wife.
Who else did I tell? Who? Are you offended?
That you, yeah. Is it because of the divorce we got, like, 30 minutes ago?
I literally told you I was done, so. I guess. I don't know. I just, when did you stop? How old were you?
How old was I?
That's literally what I was going to ask. How old were you when you stopped breastfeeding?
Are you going to ask me when I lost my virginity next, too?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I started supplementing, like I said, at 10 days old. And so I would still pump and try to latch her and things like that as much as I could. Spent, you know, 85% of the day with my boobs out, hooked up to a machine or in a baby's mouth, however I saw fit. And that worked a little bit better. I did have help with being able to bottle feed her and stuff, though, because I lived with my parents and we had hired a family friend, like, to be a nanny so that mm-hmm. I had help with going to school and working. And so it wasn't like if I wanted to pump, I wasn't worried about having to bottle feed her and pump. I could just pump and I knew she was getting fed.
Right.
So I was definitely lucky in that area. But then I officially stopped breastfeeding the night my mom died. So Cassidy would have been almost 6 months old, just over 6 months old. My mom died in January and Cassidy was born in June.
You weren't pumping a whole lot. Because you were coming to a close around that time. Because you weren't pumping a whole lot when we had come to visit. Because we came to visit in like January.
You came to visit the week before she passed.
Yeah, it was like,
you guys
yeah,
left
so,
and it happened.
And you, I don't remember you pumping at all.
I know. I mean,
so
I know
that
it
had to have been very minor. Like it had to have been very light pumping.
I was definitely slowing down, like probably only like once or twice a day towards the end anyway. But then the night
Talk
that
stress.
Yeah. The night that she died, I was the first night that Cassidy was ever away from me. Mm-hmm. And I got shit face drunk.
Yeah, I remember.
So even if I had pumped, it would have been a pump and dump anyway. So I just kind of stopped. But because I was already diminishing, like, I never had the issues of drying up. I never, that I can recall. Because I've heard it's bad, but for me, I didn't go through
You're
anything.
You're just, like, slow. So you did it, genuinely, you did it right, though. Even though, like, it wasn't intentional, you did it the right way. That's how they always tell you to do it, is to, like, cut back slow, 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 slow. So it's, like, an easy, like, dry out.
Yeah, I didn't even know that there was a right or wrong way. I just think it was with everything going on, with my mom being sick, with people coming in and out of town to see her and stuff like that, like slowly it just went down. Because I guess even so, like, we had gone to Disney in November when my mom's whole side of the family was in town, and I don't remember, I obviously didn't take my pump to Disney, and
right.
I can only remember, you know, breastfeeding her a couple different times but taking formula, so it was already definitely slowing down. But that was the final, like, yep, not going to deal with this. So she was formula. Good Lord. Why are we struggling?
I don't know. It's just one of those days.
Pretty much. But yeah, she was formula fed from there on until she turned a year old and could start having milk. So
now that we've gotten our stories of our issues and kind of why we view the breastfeeding the way it is, let's talk about some breastfeeding issues, I guess you would call them, things that you run into while you're breastfeeding that a lot of people kind of talk about, but they, you wouldn't really like hear about it or know about it until you are breastfeeding, until you like have a baby.
Cracked nipples. Oh, no. Okay.
No. No. Yeah. Cracked nipples, mastitis, clogs, latch issues, tongue tie, having low milk, like we've been talking about, overproducing milk. Some women have this thing that they like overproduce milk and it's like a crazy amount. Have you ever seen that where the moms will have just like piles and piles and piles of milk in their freezers and stuff?
I have heard about that. And my best friend's sister was kind of overproducing when she just recently had her last baby, because she texted me and she's like, do you still have that pump? Because she is an exclusive breastfeeder and has been with all three of her kids. And she was overproducing and it, she was getting sore, like it was hurting her because her baby wasn't drinking or eating as much. But she was also dealing with a tongue tie, tongue and lip tie at the same time. So
yeah, the that's just like stuff that like you don't know about. You also don't know about things like latching correctly. Like your baby, everybody always says like, oh, it's so natural to breastfeed. It's the most natural thing in the world. Like your instincts will kick in. Okay, I call fucking bullshit. Sure, it's natural, but it is the most unnatural thing for like mom and baby. Some women will just get it right out the bat, sure. But I feel like majority of women that I have talked to, everybody had that time where they were like, this is a tiny stranger. I don't know what the fuck to do. Up until this point, my titties have been used for sexual things only. I don't know how to do this. Like, nobody teaches you to know that whenever the baby's jaw is moving a certain way, it means that they are just sucking on your nipple a certain way and they're not getting actual milk. You have to look for a certain jaw, like, movement and, like, swallowing movements. Like, there's so much stuff behind it.
Yeah, before I got pregnant and had a baby and knew all that, for me, it was just stick it in the baby's mouth, go.
Right, right. And, like, with incorrect latching, like, if the baby doesn't latch on correctly and doesn't have a good latch and they are drinking from you, your nipples, you will have cracked nipples. And it sounds like hell. That's because it is. It is fucking hell. Like, your nipples
100%.
Will, like, chap and chafe. And they, like, it's, it literally looks like your nipples crack. But it's, like, where the skin is, like, pulled so hard that it's, like, almost created like tiny little like tears, and like it like swells up in between your nipple, like, oh my gosh, it's so painful. The only thing I can say with that is just work on your latch and use your fucking creams. Treat your nipples like royalty.
Well, every but time also you pump, they get every used time to you it
breastfeed, what
they get used to it, your nipples get used to it.
No. Your nipples don't get used to the pain.
Yes, they do.
That's awful.
Mine did.
Use your nipple cream and use your like heating pads and all that stuff that they tell you to use, like that'll like make things easier. Fucking use that stuff. The supplementing things like that like actually help. The my cracked nipples did not just like go away. I had to care for them. I had to. Mine was from pumping, so like mine was from incorrect pumping, so I had an incorrect latch on my pump. That also happens, y'all. So I had to turn my pump down and like latch it a certain way onto my breast, and then like every time I got done pumping, I had to like put the lanolin cream on and then just like let my nipples rest. It was so sore every time I would hook. I can like seriously still remember, fuck, exactly what it felt like to hook my fucking titty up to that thing with my nipples all cracked. The pain was so bad. Oh my god.
I'm and sure a baby you remember too. Sucks harder. Yeah, I think I told a little bit of this story last week. I can't remember how much, but I remember this was before I was even supplementing or two. I was just breastfeeding for 10 days and we're sitting on the couch and she's eating and I'm bawling and my mom's just sitting there next to me rubbing my back telling me it's okay, it does get better, yes it hurts but she's almost done, like sat there for the entire time she was eating both sides as I just cried because it did, it hurt so bad and you just want to like make them stop, but you can't. I mean, you can, but basically she was telling me like she wasn't trying to be one of the breast is best, but she was trying, she knew that I wanted to breastfeed, and so right. She was
like a get
trying to
it.
Be supportive, yeah, like it does get better, and telling me because I was breastfed as a baby, and so she knew, she's been there, and she did the pumping thing with my sister. So had she been around still for yours, I'm sure she could have offered advice in there too. But it's, you know, you just, that pain is so unbearable sometimes that it feels like it's not going to end, but it does. And like you said, you just have to care for them. I use the nipple cream too, the lanolin.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of different like creams significantly out there.
I remember being afraid though because of like the blood, because obviously they were cracked and so they were bleeding. I'm right. Like, but she's gonna drink the blood. Like, it's yeah, not like they're gushing, fine. But
yeah, that happened to my grandma. My grandma told stories about that, about my aunt who was like drinking too much blood from her. I was like, ew, the heck,
what
the heck. Yeah, so all that stuff that like happens with breastfeeding, cracked nipples, the vasitis, like clogs, all that stuff. If it happens, you can Google some things, but always take caution when you type in the Google stuff when it comes to breastfeeding, because there's a lot of just like fucking psycho hippie moms out there that'll tell you to do stuff that's just like genuinely not safe and just like doesn't fucking work, so you end up wasting your time and getting frustrated with yourself. You could also just pick up the phone and call your OB and be like, hey, this is what's happening. You could just leave the message on the nurse phone and let them call you back at their own convenience. Be like, this is what's happening. What do I do? And they'll call you back and tell you medical advice straight out of the fucking hospital. You don't even have to worry about Googling it.
Just pick up the phone and call. Well, did you get connected with a lactation consultant when you left the hospital?
I did. I was connected with a lactation consultant, and I never reached out of shame. And
same,
also actually. Fear and anxiety of phone calls to strangers. I don't want to pick up the phone and fucking call you. Shit.
I was on WIC when, after I had
Same.
My daughter.
And yeah, we were on WIC too.
They had free lactation consultant. And every time I'd go in there, they'd always ask me if I wanted to talk to her. And I'm like, no. Especially when I went in there.
I don't want to talk about my problems with you.
Well, especially when I went in there and told him that I was switching from being, you know, from breastfeeding at all to formula. Like, exclusively formula. They were like, well, are you sure you don't want to talk to our lactation consultant? And I'm like, yeah, my mom just died. Can I have the formula, please?
Yeah. They actually, whenever I went to WIC and I told them that we were needing WIC for formula, they never actually, that was one place that I felt zero pressure from. Our WIC office where I lived was really good about that. They could have fucking cared less. They probably could have fucking cared less about you as a person, too, though. Like, true. Just get in and get out, honey. Get in and get out.
Ours certainly didn't care, because I remember sitting in there and talking about, like, options of food and which one I wanted. And she'd ask me if I wanted beans or peanut butter. And I was like, well, I don't eat beans at all. Like, it's a texture thing for me, so I don't like them at all. And so I'd like peanut butter, please. And she's like, well, you need to eat beans. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to. She said, you need to for the nutrition value. And I'm like, okay. But could you put peanut butter for my, you know, option to get at the store? That bitch put fucking beans.
Are you serious?
Dead. She, dead ass serious. She asked me. I told her. And she went against my wishes because she told me that I needed to eat beans because it was better for me.
What the fuck?
Why would there be an option?
Right. The point was that it's protein. The beans are the protein. But you also get protein and peanut butter. That's why there's an option between the two.
And I would have eaten that shit with a spoon, but...
Right. That's so fucking weird. That's so annoying. I would have been calling back and been like, hey, you fucked this up.
I was too scared. It was already free food. I was too scared.
Girl, same. Yeah, I don't think that I got food with WIC. I got baby food, and I remember getting like gallons of milk, and I got formula, but we never got like food from WIC.
Were you on WIC when you were pregnant?
No.
When I was pregnant, I got food for me. When I was breastfeeding, I got food for me. And then when I switched to formula, that's when it changed.
I went on WIC I think when I gave birth, to be honest with you, I don't even fucking know. I'm pretty sure the hospital did it. I don't really remember, like, I don't know.
Because you should have definitely been able to get food for you while you were breastfeeding, because they give you the specific, you know, food groups and stuff like that to make sure that you're...
Do they give it, like, some people more if they have less income? Because we were really close to the, like, to the top of, like, the income requirements.
I'm honestly not sure, because I think the only reason that I got to stay on WIC was because I was on WIC while I was pregnant. So by the time I had her, I was making more money than when I got on WIC, but there was never like a new income check, because I did ask them in the office after I gave birth. I said, I had my daughter, but I have a job that pays better. Like, are we doing another income check? And they're like, oh, no, we don't. You're going to get WIC for the next year of her life, because it was for her.
Right.
So at that point, the WIC was for her, not for me. But because I was breastfeeding, her nutrition comes from me. So they gave me food for it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. There are a lot of options for breastfeeding. I don't think. So you guys are currently making a website, okay, to like get, because like we talk about a lot of the stuff and like issues that parents face and stuff like that. So we are creating a website where the things that we talk about, you are able to go to our website and like have super easy access to things that we talk about that you might be struggling with. Okay, so breastfeeding is one of them. I don't think that we have a breastfeeding section, do we? I don't think we have one yet.
I thought we did.
I don't know. I'll have to double check.
Either way, we'll get one on there, yeah, for sure.
Either way, like that's a really, really good one, because there's so much that comes with breastfeeding, breastfeeding support, and we'll put stuff on there like about WIC. So like if you're listening to this and you're like, oh shit, like I didn't even know like I could do all that, we'll put stuff on there for WIC so you can just like have easy links and stuff to go to. I think I already have some stuff in WIC under the financial support
you do.
Tab that we have. We got all kinds of good stuff up on this website coming, you guys.
And another thing, too, one, don't be ashamed to ask for help. I mean, I get it. I'm really bad about that. Same. But also know that we're both here for support as well. Like, if anybody ever wanted to reach out and rant, complain, get advice, give advice even sometimes.
We like, are not professionals, but we will give you some pretty good shitty advice. So.
But we'll also listen. At least I will. Brooke might not listen, but I'll listen to you.
Oh,
so
my God. You're going to deter everybody who wants to be my friend.
I know. It's because I want all the friends.
You're making it worse.
And this is my last episode co-hosting.
This woman is not approachable. We don't want to be her friend.
No, she is. I definitely reach out to Brooke because I know that personally she can relate and understand. Like, I sent her a Snapchat last night where I was almost in tears because my child wouldn't go to bed and was crying.
Hashtag mom probs.
Hashtag Brooke probably didn't even watch it. Just kidding.
Fuck off. I did watch it. I was just pooping on the toilet whenever I watched it this morning. And so, like, I didn't want to react to it, like, and send you a snap back because I was having my morning poo.
Except for you did snap me back on the toilet.
Oh my God, I did, didn't I? That's right. Because Lilia was like in my lap. You guys, mom problems again. You don't ever get to go to the bathroom alone. You're like just trying to do your business and your child will climb on you like a jungle gym. She's like, mommy, love me. Mommy, hold me. Mommy, paint my nails. She's like, spray me with perfume. I'm like, God, I just want to shit in peace.
No such thing.
She really enjoys currently like watching me like wipe and stuff because like we're learning how to potty train. So I also don't want to like tell her no because she's like, she finds it so fascinating that mommies use potty.
Yeah. When we were first potty training Cassidy, her potty was in the bathroom. And so every time I'd go sit on my potty, she'd go sit on her potty, even if she like still had her diaper and everything on.
We are going to be doing a potty training episode here soon. Speaking of potty training, because with like me currently doing it, I've got so many and Jenna has already gone through it. So I have so many questions and I have so much stuff I want to talk about with it. So is that next episode? When are we doing that?
Don't ask me hard questions. Hang on.
Maybe next episode, you guys. I don't even know. So
Two away?
We might change that. Because I have taken a break from potty training to focus on some sleep issues that we were having with her, but they are starting to kind of dwindle off, so we might start picking up potty training within the next week. So we might do that one a little early.
No, we won't.
Fuck off.
Thank you guys for so much for listening and tuning in. Listening to us ramble and talk about boobs.
Talk about our breasties.
We love them.
Aw, man, we should have talked about fucking, what are those stupid ass booby pillows called? Boppies?
Whoa, I love boppies.
Okay, boppy is good if you like get in a good position with it. Boppy always slipped off of me. I could never get Boppy around me and stay on me.
This I loved around, Boppy when she was bottle fed. Like just putting her in it and
We had to like feed our daughter like a sitting position because of the way that she like her lungs developed. And like the way that her like suction was so she could breathe. We literally had to sit her up on our knee and like support her head, and she was like in a little sit position so we could feed her. It was so cute. I've got so many pictures of it. But yeah, the fucking boppy, I hated it. Jenna loved it. I think that this time around I bought something called, the reason why I thought of it was because I said breasties. It's called My Breast Friend. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They like buckle onto you. Fuck yeah.
They were out when we had our girls.
I know, but you gave me a boppy for free. That's why I didn't buy one, because I got one for free.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I gave you that one.
Yeah, so like I didn't want to purchase, but this time I'm fucking buying that shit so it'll buckle to me and it won't move around. Hopefully it'll be a lot more comfortable. We'll see what happens.
You'll have to let us know.
I know, I will. I'll be giving you guys all the fucking crusty details of my pregnancy once this stuff happens. So if you don't want the nasty details, don't listen to this podcast, because your homegirl nasty.
She's not afraid.
I kind of am.
That's okay.
All right, you guys. I promise we're done now.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate the support. Go ahead and head over to our Instagram. Follow for our episode reminders. And again, sometimes we post funny shit.
Sometimes. Not always. All the time. Sorry about all of the fuck-ups in this episode. It's really late. We have a really hard time talking to each other. It's late.
Apparently.
We don't know how to do words. Also, you guys, keep an eye out for our website. As soon as it is done, we'll be posting it for you guys. Check it out so you guys can get all the resources that you need, anything that you're struggling with that you don't feel comfortable talking to anybody about and you just want to like kind of look into and see what you can do about on your own. All that shit will be there for you, because we fucking understand what it feels like to need some help but not want to ask for help because you want to do it on your own. We get it. So all that stuff will be there for you guys. So keep an eye out for that, and we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Good Mom Podcast. Don't forget to hit the follow button on Spotify or iTunes or whatever listening platform you are using. That way you don't miss a single episode released every Monday.